Okay, Sirata Shemaya. So, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Para. Alright? So, spoke a little bit before about the whole Avoda of Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and the Avoda of what it means to for Nigunim. So now let's learn a little bit of Torah on the Indian of what's an Avoda for Erev Shabbos, right? We said before, the Iker we're trying to do is turning Thursday night into Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
And Motzei Shabbos, and Masar night into Motzei Shabbos. Right? To realize that it's all around Shabbos. Yeah? So it's a cool thing. Because basically, you're Tzvi Meir Zilberg. Before we learn this piece of B'nai Yisrael, I'll just give you a Hakdama. Yeah? So we're going to learn the Torah of B'nai Yisrael. It's Chelek, it's a Shabbos Chelek. It's Maimer Aleph, Torah Yud. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Maimer Aleph, Torah Yud. From the Chelek of B'nai Yisrael. So it goes like this. Okay? So basically, your Tzvi Meir Zilberg says, what's the word Erev Shabbos? What does Erev mean?
Erev?
Yeah, if you mix evening, right? Well, what if you take the same osius as Erev and you spell Ariv, which means that what? Me'arev. If you want to me'arev something, what does that mean? To mix it. So that's the Iker Nekuda of Erev Shabbos, is what? Is to mix it into Shabbos. Is that Erev should be that what? That you mix that's part of Shabbos. It means that what? You're mechin for Shabbos itself. You prepare for it.
Yeah.
Right? It means that Erev Shabbos has a chilek, has the aura of Shabbos into it, that you started preparing it. That the main nekuda of what we're holding by right now, Thursday night, right? Erev Shabbos, is that what? They built on Hachana. That the whole week, like I've been learning with Adi in the morning, that the whole week is just built on Hachana for Shabbos. Right? But even more so now, that when you finally get down to it, you finally get to the whole weeks from even by the tzaddikim, the mamash from the tzaddikim, they even end Shabbos. Right, it can be very late on Motzei Shabbos, but we saw from the Sefer Shabbos Malka Kedisha is a what? The second tzaddikim make havdal, they're already making for next Shabbos. Right, but dafka when you finally come to Lel Shishi, which is tonight, what Erev Shabbos? Now is where it's mamash they just built on a chan. The only thing in your mind is Shabbos. There's a vart from the Vorki. Rav Yitzchak Mevorki says something awesome. The pasuk says in Tanakh, things made Yishayahu, it says v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg. Okay, so what does it mean v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg? The person should call Shabbos oneg. So now, if I'm speaking to you one on one, if I'm speaking to Chever, right, one on one, yeah, what does that mean? Would you say you wouldn't say v'karasa, you'd say I'm speaking to them b'dibur. So v'karasa, what's the implication of the word v'karasa? He points out Vikarasa means that when I call someone, if you're right next to me, it doesn't mean I call to you. If someone's like across the world, or someone's like at the end over there, that means what? Then I'm calling to them. So what does Vikarasa implies that what they this far? So what is he? So he says, what does it mean Vikarasa the Shabbos Oneg? He says Vikarasa means that what? When Shabbos is still far away, you have to start calling it. It means that what? That before it's Shabbos. That you don't just walk into Shabbos, you don't just show up and be like, okay, let's do it. No, you have to prepare yourself, right? Erev Shabbos, mikveh Erev Shabbos, right? Preparing Shnayim Mikravecha Targum for Shabbos. Preparing, that's why 6 days of the week corresponds to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which corresponds to Shas. That the week is a time of Nigla, right? Time of working halacha, like it says there, two psukim, right? We have one pasuk that says like this, Rav Nachman points out. Pasuk says, Hariyu Lahashem Kol Ha'aretz, right? What are the first layers of Hariyu? Is Lahashem Kol Ha'aretz.
Hey.
What does it spell? Hey, Lam and Chaf Hey.
What does it spell?
Halacha. He says that's the days of the week. Days of the week are built on Halacha and Gemara, right? He says, and what's Shabbos? What's the Pasuk of Shabbos? It says, Hishtachavu, what are the first letters of Hishtachavu? No, Hishtachavu. La Hashem. Behadras.
Bet.
Kodesh. So now spell it backwards if you get Kuf, Beis, Lamed, Hey.
Kabbalah.
That Shabbos is time of Primus HaTorah. But the week requires you to be Mechin for yourself, right? Hachana. Right? That's why you just said the word Hachana. What's Kamashia, the word Hachana? Hey, Chaf, Nun, Hey.
5.
25.
Take me an hour.
75, 80. Hachana is Gematria Yesod. That the Yesod for everything you do, the foundation of what you're going to have is the Hachana. It means that if you don't put Hachana into it, then what's going to happen? You're not going to have it. It's not going to be strong. Yeah? So Shabbos is built on Hachana. So I'll tell you a Gishmak Remez that I thought of in the mikvah in Kew Arden Hills, Erev Shabbos, like an hour before Shabbos, 2 years ago. Thought in the mikvah, Hashem Sa'im Matana. That basically, the Arizal says that when you're in the mikvah, Erev Shabbos, you should do two dunks. One keneged Sur Merah, the other keneged Aseh Tov. Okay? Sur Merah v'Aseh Tov. Yeah? So it goes like this. That to enter the Shabbos, when we enter the Shabbos, we say in Kabbalah Shabbos right away, that Ove Hashem, Sinura. Right? So that the Nekudah of Shabbos is built on Ove Hashem. With the Hava of Hashem, Sinura, it's going to lead you. So the opposite then is the days of the week, which is what? Sumera Vasitov, right? On Shabbos, it's what? Focused on the Tov. And on the week, it's focused on Sumera Vasitov, okay? So what's if you take Gematria of Sumera Vasitov, is Gematria 974. Gematria exactly Erev Shabbos. Then what? That the whole Avoda of Erev Shabbos is built on what? On Sumera Vasitov. That's the Achana of Erev Shabbos, right? The Achana of Erev Shabbos. So the question goes like this. What's the Sumera of Erev Shabbos? Right, Sumera means that I get rid of Ra.
Yeah.
So what's the Sumera of Erev Shabbos Kodesh? Okay? So let's go to the Helig of B'nai Sasser. Okay, this piece, you're going to convert to Judaism after learning this piece, I guarantee it. Okay? I haven't seen you heard that? Shavah is going to convert to Judaism after learning this Torah right now. I'm also going to convert to being a Yid. Okay, here we go, ready? Maimer Shabbosos, Maimer Aleph. Shabbos Torah, Maimer Aleph Osiyad. Start from over here. Amar Raza. Says in Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesam Beis. Il Malei Shom Yisrael Shabbos Rishona. If we were just to keep one Shabbos, Ein Kol Uma V'Lashon Yichol L'Shlopan. No goyim in the world will be able to touch us. Which means that what? Just with keeping Shabbos, what? No nations could touch us. Okay. Move on. Adavar Al Pi Mashikas V'Kadosh Bal Megalam Mukos Chesegin Leinu Binyan Avram Avinu. Speaks about in Parshat Lecha when Avram Avinu is at the Bris Bein Abesarim. It says, "Vayikhu lo es kol eile," that he took all these, right? After the word eile, "Vayivaser osam bitavech," right? And he cut them and put them on the sides, right? So we know that what there was the bird in the middle, right? And then there were 35 on this side, and there were on this side and on this side. So Dafke says, "Vayikhu lo es kol eile." What's going on to eile? Eile is 36, okay? So how many nations of the world are there? Well, we're learning Gemara Sukkah, right? And on Sukkah, what do? We bring, in the 7 days of Chag, we first bring the first day 13 parim, and then 12, then 11, then 10, then 9, then 8, then 7. And how much is that? Overall, it's Gematria 70. Right? We bring 70 paros over Sukkahs, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world, right? There's 70 nations. So listen to what he says. This is unbelievable. You ready? Lios, ayin umos heim eile, mul eile. That what the 70 nations represent is Eila, can I get Eila? Hold on, Eila is Gematria 36 though, no?
Yeah.
So I thought if 70 is 35 and 35. What's going on here? He says, listen, this. Kilam and Heisarim Heim, Achuzim Mitzad Yamin, the Kedusha. Because there's 35 of the nations that are on the right side of Kedusha, are on the right side of Kedusha, the Yishmael Al Gabeim. And Yishmael is like the ruler over them. Therefore, you have Eila. You have 35, and then there's one on top of them. He's like Kola all of them. Okay? Vilamine Sarim is small. And then there's 35 on the left side. Vasu the Esav, who Edom Agabem. Harehem Eile mul Eile. So what do we see? We have 35 plus Esav on the left side, Eile. And we have 35 plus Yishma on the right side, Eile.
Wow.
So that's why it says when Avraham Avinu set them apart, it says Eile Veichulo is called Eile. Right? Which is pining the 35 nations, right? Vyisrael Pninim Shorsham Bekodesh. And Yisrael is in the middle of them. Yeah? This is mamish awesome right now. I ask you, right? What day? So our day is Shabbos. So what if I ask you, what day of the week is Shabbos? First day of the week, middle of the day of the week, end of the week? What would you say?
End
of the week. So I would tell you, what about we say in Kiddush? Say Techilah Mikra Kodesh.
Yeah.
So that's the beginning.
Yeah.
But also, Pidariza, it says, Yamina Usmola, on the right side and left side, Uveinai Hukala. And the Kala in Shabbos is in the middle. Listen to what he says here, okay? What day of the week does Yishmael have their Shabbos? What day of the week is their Shabbos?
Yeah.
Is their Shabbat?
Yeah, what day of the week do they have like their special day?
Sunday?
Nope. Erev Shabbos. Right, I lived in the old city for 2 years.
Yeah.
And every Friday, right, every Erev Shabbos, was very like loud and like ruckus by the Arab Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because their day is there's Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
Which is what? Which is on the right side of Shabbos.
Wait, which is tonight?
Yeah, which is tomorrow.
Ah, tomorrow.
Right? I don't know how it works, but definitely tomorrow. They have like a special prayers, whatever, right?
Yeah.
What about Esav, who's the Christians? What day is it their day?
Sunday.
What do you see that they surround? Friday and Sunday. What do they surround?
Shabbat.
They surround Shabbos. Yeah. Yamino Smola,
wow.
Right? You see 35 on this side, 35 on the other side, okay?
Wow.
Listen to this, okay? Yom Edom Shu B'Erev Shabbos Mimina Kodesh. Therefore, we see that Yishmael's their day is what Erev Shabbos. V'Klipas Esav Yom Edom Hu Yom Aleph. Hanu Mismol Hakodesh. V'Yisrael Batavech. Lahem nitan the morashi yom Shabbos kodesh. Ours, which is in the middle, is what? Ours is the middle day. That's Shabbos. This is what he says. Okay. Klipas Esav nikra Orev. So it says in the Megala Mukos is that Esav is called an Orev, which, you know, an Orev, Orev is a raven. Okay. It says, look in the Sefer Karnayim. He speaks about that there. And Klipas Yishmal nikra Zarzir. Zarzir is like another type, but it's called It's called like a sperling bird or something like that. Sterling bird, one of those. But, right? So Esav is compared to an Orev.
Yeah.
Yeah? And Yishmal is compared to Zarzir. So the Pasuk says, listen to this. So cool. In Baba Kama Tzadik Beis Amad Beis. When it says, V'yelech Esav El Yishmal, that Esav came to Yishmal and he married the daughter of Yishmal. Right? This is what the Gemara says. Lo lechinam halach hazarzir etzal Orev. It says not for no reason that the Zarzir,
which is
Yishmal, go to the Orev, which is Esav. Vine kishishamrin Yisrael Shabbos mevatlin esabeis klipos Orev Zarzir shehim roshim chomos. And when we're shomer Shabbos and we do Shabbos strong, we're mevatl the klipa of Zarzir and Orev. The Mela, therefore, ain shem uma v'lashin yichol eshloba. No one can touch us. Right? Okay, and this is going to blow you out of your pants right now. Okay, in terms of Shabbos, is Gematria 702? Is Gematria exactly Zarzir Orev?
Wow.
That what? Because Shabbos comes, like, for example, Mashiach, is Gematria 358, is Gematria Nachash. That Mashiach is Mevatel the Koach LeNachash. So to Shabbos, is Mevatel the Koach LeZarzir and the Orev, which is Esav and Yishmal. Sha'ayide Shabbos, Mevatel Nosam, that through Shabbos Kodesh, when we make Shabbos, when we put Avodah to Shabbos Adams, we're Mevatel that garbage, right? Okay, and Ilmale Shamru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos Shishon. If we were just to keep one Shabbos, Lo Haisa Um of Lashin Cholosh Lopehem. Why? Ki Lo Hayu Nostim Lahem Makul Mishlok, because they would have no Koach. We were Mevatel their Koach.
Wow.
But that's the Nekudah that we have to realize. What's the Sumera of Arab Shabbos, of days of the week? Is what destroying Esav and Yishmal. By preparing for Shabbos, so you put all our kolchas into Yishmal, and that destroys them legamre. Yeah? But the Nekudah is, it goes like this. Is that, we said before, part of that Avodah, is that means that it requires an extra special Avodah. But we know that it goes like this. If there's a big Ra in the world, for example, New Year's. Yeah. Right? New Year's is a big day to be learning Torah. Right? Xmas. Big day to be learning Torah. Why? Because when there's a Koach of Ra in the world, right?
Yeah.
You have to fight that Ra with the Koach HaTov. Right. Okay? So it goes like this now. So that means that Erev Shabbos is a big day of trying to learn a little bit, trying to do mitzvahs. Also Sunday, right? Sunday, like they call it, which is Motzei Shabbos, right? It's also a big day to do mitzvahs. Why? Oh, because of the Klipa of Yishmael and Esav that goes like that. So that's why there's a concept called Nizohar Kadosh. It goes like this. He says that there's a concept called that Me'at min ha'or docha arbe min ha'choshech. Right? A little bit of or is docha a lot of choshech. So what does that mean? That means that if I have choshech, which is Esav Yishmael, with just a little bit of kedusha, gets rid of them. So that's why there's a concept called Tosefes Shabbos. Means what? That what does Tosefes Shabbos mean? Means that I'm in the middle of, let's say, Erev Shabbos, middle of Friday.
Yeah.
And what happens? But all of a sudden, I bring Shabbos in a little bit early. All of a sudden, the kedusha of Shabbos just came into Friday. It's mevatel all the koach of Friday. It turns Friday into Erev Shabbos.
Wow.
If I'm most of Shabbos going out of Shabbos, also that's what.
Cancels Saturday night.
Exactly, and it turns Saturday night into motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's why I'll show you something cool. Yeah. When Yaakov leaves Lavan to go see Esav, when does he leave Lavan? So the second that Yosef is born, boom, then he goes to Esav. Because when he has Yosef, he's not afraid of Esav. Esav can't touch him as long as he has Yosef. That's why Tosefes is the Lashon of Yosef. That you bring the Koach of Yosef at Tzadik into the week. Right, that's why even Al Pi Pnimius goes like this. We know that the Sfiros go Chesed, Gevurah, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Machos. Right, so Chesed corresponds to Avram Vinu. Gevurah corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu. Tferes corresponds to Yaakov. Netzach corresponds to Moshe, Hod corresponds to Aaron, Yisod corresponds to Yosef, and Malchus corresponds to David. So what number is Yosef?
Six.
Six. What day of the week is Yishmael's day? Six.
Six.
Right? But that's the day of Yosef. That's the day of Tosefes.
Wow.
That when a Mosef Shabbos, that's Mevatel their Koach Legamre. Right?
Wow.
Also, we said before, the Nekudah of Erev Shabbos, like the Rashi Meir Zuckerberg says, Erev Lesson of Arif, to mix it with it, to bring Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, that you make it part of Shabbos. Also, what is Melav, right? What we do Motzei Shabbos, the first thing you do Motzei Shabbos, if you could, is Melav Malka. What does it mean to be Melav Malka?
Escort
out. That's how people translate it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'll show you, I'll prove it to you how. Right, is there a chumash here? There's no chumash. Oh, right there. Right? Watch this. I'll show you this. Right here. look. Right? Melava Malka. So what name of the Shvatim sounds like Melave?
Levi.
Levi, right? So Leah names her son Levi, right? Her third son. She calls what? Where are we? Parna Vayitze, Vayishlach. Vayishlach, right? No, not Vayishlach. It's in the middle of Vayitze, right? So it says when Leah has her kids, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, right? Where is it? Where when the kids are born? No? Oh, here. Okay. Hold on. Where is it? So, right, why? Let me ask you. Why does she name her son Levi? Do you know?
No.
What?
No.
So, let's see. Okay. Vayelech Ruvain here. I think it's over here. Vater Rachel Kilo Yadal Yaakov. No. Oh. Oh, here. Good. Vatar Or Vatelet Ben Vatomer Kishoma. Then it's like this. Vatar Or Vatelet Ben Vatomer Ata Pam Ilave Ishi Eli. Yeah? Kialati lo shlosha banim akin karashimo Levi. So she calls the name Levi, right? So look at what the Targum Unkla says, okay? Va'adia pasaglam del. Va'adia od vilidas bar. Va'meres hada zimna yischabarli. What does yischaber mean? It doesn't mean to escort out. It means to what? To have a dvekas with it. So that's where Levi, the same word as Milave. Milav Malka doesn't mean to escort out the Malka. It means to what? Me mischaber with the Malka. To stay with the Malka. That Shabbos is leaving. You say, no, you're not leaving. You're staying with me. That's the most of Shabbos. To connect yourself to Shabbos. Bring Shabbos into the week with you.
So it's not a escort.
No, it's not escorting it out. That's for someone to escort out Shabbos. You're keeping it with you. I just don't see what it means. When Levi's born, that's what she says. Right? Malave means what? It's going to be with me. Yelave. Right? It's going to connect. Mischaber. Right? The Kudah is alright. Bring Shabbos into the week with me. And that's what the Avodah of Erev Shabbos is. That it's not just that we have one day of the week. The whole any of the week is Hachana, but Dafka and Erev Shabbos and Dafka and Motzi Shabbos Kodesh. To fill these days up with Kedusha and Tar and Hachana. To know that what? That I'm preparing myself to greet the Melech. Melech Machal Machal Kadosh Baruch Hu. That this is Hashem's day. Right? So we Shemamash Bizocha to Mekayim that Inyan of Sur Merav Asay Tov. Right, of Erev Shabbos, to Mekayim that, to be strong, to Mevatel the Klipos of Yishmael and Esav, the Siyat HaShemaya, and to bring the Koach of Kedusha and all the Oros that we had from Purim, and this week's Parsha is Para, right, which is also an inyan of being Mitar ourselves. That's why that way you went, one of the biggest avodas of Erev Shabbos is what? Dafka Parsha is Vayakel. Yeah, Vayakel this week. One of the biggest inyanim is to Mitar yourself, to prepare yourself to go to Shabbos. So how do you Mitar yourself Erev Shabbos? Go to the mikveh. That's why Vayakel Gematria mikveh. Right, it's a good week this week to go to the mikveh. Right, to mitar yourself before you enter in. Mitar li bin alav techa ba'emes. That's only the par of aduma. Par aduma is mitar as tmeim. That's mitar us. So we mamash have to grab onto that to mitar ourselves to enter into Shabbos Kodesh. Amen. Especially this week going to Tzas, which is the mamash the root of all Shabbos Kodesh. So chav givaldik Shabbos Kodesh b'siyat Hashemayim and erase the klipas of Yishmael and Esav and that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos Mucha Nechalim the covered Shabbos Kodesh.